the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Your Herald Headlines for today, Wednesday, the 26th of January, 2022. Lead story on the front page of the Herald. Shocked pupils denied matric results. Parents in arrears told to pay release fee as marks are withheld at Morningside High. Also on the front page of the Herald today, Bay companies among thousands alleged to have cashed in on pandemic procurement. The SIU's special tribunal has been asked to recuse 600,000 rand from Kaziforce, a company that allegedly cashed in on the COVID-19 pandemic in Nelson Mandela Bay. For more on these and other stories, go to heraldlive.co.za.
Each one of us has a story to tell and a story to share. A story that deserves to be heard. A story that inspires, motivates, and gives people a reason to keep going. A story about our triumphs as individuals and as a team. A story about our humble beginnings and what the future holds for us. A story about our heritage and that which brings us together. It is these stories that connect us. The Herald. Whatever you live for, we live to tell that story for you.
Behind the Herald headlines with Darren Mann today, chatting with Putko Mafani. It's one of the more unusual headlines we've seen so far in 2022. DJ suspended for dancing on table. Umhlobo Wenene's seasoned broadcaster, Putko Mafani, the man at the center of that particular headline. He joins us now. Putko, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Hi, Darren. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. I've been in trouble often during the course of my radio career, but I've never been suspended for dancing on a table. Tell me how that came about.
Well, probably I should have done like Lionel Richie and dance on the ceiling. And yeah, man. Look, I'm one person that always believes in happiness as breeding productivity. I work with a team of broadcasters. You know, I ensure that everybody's happy in the studio. I believe in happiness, and I'm always happy. I'm always a jolly good fellow in the studio. Those that work with me, they know that. Even the listeners know that. As a matter of fact, my second book, which I'm writing now, is Happiness, is titled Happiness Through Potholes, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I'm happy, throughout my entire life, from teaching to radio to public relations with Kaizer Chiefs, I've always danced. I danced at Kaizer Chiefs for 60,000 people inside the stadium at Ellis Park or F&B Stadium. I would be the only one right on the center of the pitch dancing. And after that, I would take trophies home. You know, I believe in happiness as a way of life. And that's what I'm advocating in my second book. I'm arguing that when people are happy, people will deliver. People will bring you results. If you have a bunch of happy municipality employees, you won't see potholes. I believe in the exhibition of happiness guaranteeing certain levels of greatness. You know,
yeah,
and I love dancing. I always dance in the studio. The difference this time around is that and this is not the first video of Putko Mafani dancing in the studio. The other ones were also trending, and I think what caught the eye of everybody is jumping on the table. And I thought the table was strong enough, and the table wasn't under threat, and a particular song, you know. That Demba song that's in the video is a song that people dance to at certain levels or surfaces, and others would dance on the floor. Others would jump on something and dance. And, you know, in most cases, it's groups of people that dance to that song. If you follow the trends with that particular song without really thinking about whether or not the equipment would be in danger, I decided to jump on the table, and I asked a colleague of mine to take the video, and I killed it, you know. not killing the table, not killing the equipment, kill the dance.
I gotcha.
And I killed it.
I gotcha.
I must say, it never occurred to me that it would be an offense warranting a suspension. But it's fine. It's water under the bridge now. I felt it was too harsh. I felt that a little bit of a visit to a particular office to say, hey, we saw this. I mean, check it out, man. I mean, this could be dangerous to you as a person, you know. Firstly, in my age, to jump on the table and dance could be harmful to me as well. So nobody cares about that. and secondly, you know, when you have a good friendly chat, particularly because I'm never one that's in trouble for anything. I'm always this jolly good fellow. And the only thing that I do to any radio station that I've worked for is to build listenership. That I've done successfully over the years. You know, I'm the first African radio presenter in the Eastern Cape to be inducted into the SA Hall of Fame, the first black one from the entire Eastern Cape. And so that then means that my contribution on radio has been nothing but just positive, building listeners and ensuring the growth of revenues. And so somehow I felt, damn, this was a bit harsh, but you know, I'm also a respectful fellow because I'm always happy, you know. Yeah. So I'm also respectful. I said, okay, all right. So you guys are unscheduling. They said, no, we're not suspending you. We're unscheduling you.
What is the difference?
I don't know, man. I was unscheduled until tomorrow, until Thursday, you know.
Okay, so it's a short-term suspension. We did reach out to the SABC. And the SABC's Group Executive for Corporate Affairs and Marketing, Gugu Ntuli, declined the invitation to join us on the podcast today, but did give us the following statement. The SABC can confirm that it is aware of the video, and at this stage, Mr. Patko Mafane has been unscheduled, as you said, on Umhlobo Wenene FM. As a matter of principle, the corporation does not discuss HR matters relating to its independent contractors in public. That was the statement put out by SABC's Group Executive for Corporate Affairs and Marketing, Gugu Ntuli. Did you speak directly to station manager afterwards, or how did you get the news of your suspension or being unscheduled, Patko?
Yeah, well, there's the station manager. They call them business managers for the combo these days. So there's no station manager for Umhlobo and True FM in the Eastern Cape. It's just a business manager for both radio stations. So the business manager did call to say, hey, there's this video that's trending. And I think what probably put them under pressure is the fact that apparently and unknown to me, apparently there had been one on Metro FM, which involved one of their presenters. Who was suspended. And I think there might have been precedence pressures.
Sure.
Along the lines of this whole thing. But I took it as a man. I said, ah, man, it's one of those things to learn from. And I know that there have been mixed reactions even on the social networks about it.
Well, if I may ask you, since you touched on reaction, what sort of reaction have you personally had from your fans and listeners to what you did and to the unscheduling and suspension as well? What reaction have you had?
Well, look, mostly some were joking about it and some felt it was blown out of proportion. Some felt it was too harsh. Some, particularly in our environment at Umhlobo, where it was unprecedented, you know, in our specific environment. And so some felt it was a bit harsh, could have been handled a different way. I choose to say that I could have handled my excitement in a different way as well. What if I hurt myself? To me, what is important is myself, my body, my health. What if I had injured myself? But I'm equally a very healthy somebody, and I may not say very fit, but I thought I would explore this dance. I'm always on the creative side. That's another thing. It's not easy to handle creative people. It's not easy to anticipate creative people. I'm on the creative. I create things. People that create things sometimes will create things that will make the audiences say, wow. And sometimes they may annoy others that are not very much on the creative.
Patko, well, I must say you certainly seem to have taken this in a good spirit. You sound as if you personally are still in a good place, and it won't be too long before you're back on air for all your fans at Mhlobo Wenene. You say you're back when?
I should be back on Friday.
On Friday.
I've taken leave on Friday. Yeah, I've taken leave on Friday because there's another event I'm attending in Joburg. And the business manager will also be on stage with me, so I'll invite him to dance with me.
Okay, so you'll only be on air next week then, next week Monday.
Then I should be on air on Monday, yeah. I miss it as well, man, because radio is my life. I know a couple of things in life, but guess what? I just love radio. So it has a way of giving me self-therapy.
We are going to have to leave it there, Patko. Thank you very much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it. Patko Mofane, Mhlobo Wenene's recently suspended presenter, suspended because he was dancing on a table in the studio. I've never heard of that before. Have a good day, Patko. Thank you for joining us.
Cheers, buddy. And thanks to all of those that gave me messages of support and all of that. Yeah.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.